This is a time when we reflect on the year gone by that's almost finished and look with anticipation to the next year. On TV, we have all kinds of programs that will review the last year in this, the last year in that, and then we'll have programs that predict what's going to happen in the financial world, in all kinds of things, in politics and one thing and another, and there will be all kinds of speculation. I think it's a good time of reflection on our conduct for the past year. The things that I actually did they honor God? Did they show forth that I was a follower of Jesus Christ? Or did they show my own selfishness? Did they show my own rebelliousness against God? And the speculation for the future. I always like to think maybe the next year is the year that the Lord will return. But when He returns, He will return to reward those who have done good and punish those who have done evil, and to seek out those whom He knows have received the grace of God, who have repented of their sins, who have confessed their sins, and who have confessed Jesus Christ as Lord and received His Spirit and received the grace of God into their lives. It's the only way we're going to make it, friends. I wonder if that's going to happen next year. But whatever, I think it's a time to remember the words of Jesus concerning this. For we believe that Jesus is coming back, and that the dead will be raised, and their bodies will be reunited with their spirits, and everyone will appear before the judgment seat of Christ. Listen to what Jesus said about this. It's found in John, the 5th chapter, beginning with the 21st verse. For as the Father raises up the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whomever He will. For the Father judges no man, but has committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honors not the Son honors not the Father which has sent Him. Truly, truly, I say to you, he that hears my word, and believes on Him that sent me, has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. Truly, truly, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has given to the Son to have life in Himself. And He has given Him authority to execute judgment also, because He is the Son of Man. Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in which all that are in the graves shall hear His voice, and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Let's pray. O Father in heaven, I acknowledge You as my God, and I acknowledge Jesus as my King, but also as my Judge. I know, O Lord, that someday I must stand before the judgment seat of Christ. I pray for grace and mercy in that day, for that's what I need, Lord. I turn from all of my sin. I confess them to Jesus Christ, who is able to forgive and has the authority to do that, and paid the price for all of my sins, the punishment which was due me for all of my sins. I pray, O Lord God, that You would give me a new realization that what I do is important. I want my deeds and what I do in the coming year to reflect Jesus Christ. And the evil things that I have done in the previous year, Lord, I pray that You would forgive me where I have hurt people and harmed You. And I pray You would help me in this new year to make things right as much as I'm able. But I need Your forgiveness for those things. And I need Your strength that my deeds may be acceptable in Your sight in this coming year. But I need the power of the Holy Spirit for that. And for that purpose, I give myself unto You. In Jesus' name, amen.